Good morning. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Learning to use firearms safely can be critical in overcoming a fear of guns and can lead to new opportunities in hunting, sport shooting, and self-defense. More and more women are discovering that recreational shooting and hunting can be very rewarding, and carrying firearms for self-defense can bring a sense of security to their everyday lives. Taking the mystery out of guns by learning to use and care for them can also instill a better sense of understanding about the difficult issues surrounding firearms. Joining me here in the studio this morning are Christine Nunn and Anita Mayhew from the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club. They'll be sponsoring a clinic coming up on Saturday, June 21st, called Women on Target. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Tom.
Christine, let's start with you. Can you just talk a little bit about what the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club is?
Oh, I'd love to. So I'm a member of the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club, and that is just a gun club here locally that is a membership organization. It's a nonprofit. It was started, I looked it up this morning, in 1963, so it's been around a while. And we have around 500 members. I would say a very small percentage of those are female, but Anita and I are going to work to change that. So the Rifle and Pistol Club does a number of things. We have both an indoor and outdoor range in the community, and a lot of people probably have seen the outdoor range. It's out on the north side of the highway just before you get to the fairgrounds. Really nice facility to go and shoot. And there's also an indoor range that is on city property up off of Lebanon Road. And the club does a lot of programs and activities that I feel are beneficial to the community. And so since we've been hawking this all weekend out at the gun show, I thought I would bring it this morning and talk a little bit more about what they do. One of the things we do is offer hunter sight-ins right before each hunting season. And it's a volunteer thing, and both local and non-local people can come out to that. Sight in their rifles. We have an extremely active junior shooter and 4-H program. Lots of kids in the community participate in that, and it's just wonderful to watch them blossom. So we have some really fun outdoor range shoots over the summer on weekend days. There's a rimfire and centerfire bench rest shoots. There's a plink-off sucker shoot, so if you want to go out and shoot suckers and see how your aim is. There's a three-gun shoot, which includes a pistol, a rifle, and a shotgun, and it's more of like doing a tactical course. And also the cowboy action shooters participate out there. So in the wintertime at the indoor range, we have a competitive pistol league that I shoot in, and just it is such a blast and have a really good time. We've offered the gun show for the last several years. The gun club is responsible for putting that on. And then we also offer the opportunity for additional trainings like CCW classes or advanced personal protection or just pistol classes, those kinds of things. We work with people who are NRA certified instructors to offer some of those things. So that's just a few of the things that the gun club does.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Anita, I'm curious about, we're talking about women and firearms primarily this morning. I'm just curious about what's your personal story as how you came to be a shooter of firearms?
I was raised in a hunting family. My dad hunted, and the big treat would be if I'd get to go hunting with him and be his little buddy, walk along. You hike a lot. And then married a man that hunts and hunted with him. Again, I was the walker with her. And eventually he started buying me guns and was encouraging me to be a co-hunter. And we got into it together and have had lots of fun. I've shot some very tiny level of competitive AR-15. And we hunt and just enjoy the outdoors together.
And Christine, what about you? What was your path into firearms?
Well, you know, I grew up on a family farm and ranch. Of course, there were firearms to chase off varmints and what else. We had sheep and lots of dogs that would chase the sheep, and sheep get stressed easily. So,
yeah.
But I didn't, I wouldn't say I was passionate about it by any stretch of the imagination. I think the real change came for me after being married and having children and knowing that I had firearms in the home and wanting to make sure that I understood how it worked. So that I could make sure that my children were safe and what the rules all are around that, and be able to educate my kids about what's okay, what's not okay, And if they wanted to learn how to shoot, that there always had to be an adult with them. So, and from there, I just got more and more involved. My husband also is involved with the Pistol League, and so I got... I felt like I wasn't really as comfortable with pistols, and so I decided to start shooting in the Pistol League because it's a twice-a-week thing for several weeks, 2 6-week sessions, and after that, I just felt more and more... It's a way to feel very comfortable in knowing what you're doing with a firearm and feeling safe about it. So
I think it's been valuable growing up in a home that had lots of firearms to know that you had the opportunity to try it if you wanted to, that your parents would be there, they would help encourage you in doing the right thing, and you found out pretty quickly what guns were a preference versus what ones felt way too big or more overpowering than what you wanted to deal with at whatever age that was. But you were free to learn about them and experiment with different sizes and kinds of guns and know what your favorites were. That's a huge advantage.
And I think part of it is just like growing up here, the way I did, at least on a farm and ranch, and they're useful tools. There wasn't really any stigma attached to that. And whereas people growing up in maybe a city or an urban environment that have a different idea or perspective about those things. And so we both, I think, feel pretty passionate about there are a lot of women out there who would maybe like to get involved but are uncertain how to do that, and this program is going to allow us the opportunity to maybe help some of those ladies.
One thing, when I was doing competitive shooting, what I loved about it was that every day you went out, you shot about 100 rounds. And for me, we had mostly been either target practice on a limited scale or getting ready for hunting. So once your rifle's sighted in, you don't shoot more than a couple rounds in a year after that. And so it was wonderful for me to get to just shoot a lot and get much more familiar. What do you do when it jams? And what do you do in all sorts of different situations that I hadn't faced just because we had shot very small numbers of rounds at a time.
If you're just tuning in, this is KSJD. You're listening to the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder, and my guests this morning are Anita Mayhew and Christine Nunn. They're both from the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club, and we're talking this morning about women and firearms. They're going to be sponsoring a clinic called Women on Target. It's a shooting clinic that's going to be happening Saturday, June 21st. Christine, you had mentioned a little bit about, you know, women that may not be familiar with firearms. It wasn't something, you know, both of you come from households where there was a tradition of hunting, mm-hmm. using firearms in various ways. What about women who maybe they grew up in a city and to them guns are about people being murdered, and there's right. an idea around guns that doesn't have any sort of positive connotation? How do you get over that kind of hurdle as to approach firearms?
Well, I think this clinic is a perfect example of that. It's to take women who have absolutely no experience or very little experience, or maybe someone's given them a firearm and they're, you know, I don't know what to do with that sort of thing. And it's a safe place for them to come get safety instruction. Our instructor will be an NRA certified instructor, and we'll have lots of range safety officers, which again is an NRA certification, that will be there helping that day. And to make it a safe environment, we'll walk through everything prior to anybody touching a live firearm. We're going to have dummy guns there for people to, they're called blue guns. And so you can kind of feel what they feel like, you know, pick it up, see what they feel like, and go over all the safety information about how to handle a firearm. And, you know, I've talked to several people who've, I've called lots of other people who've put on these clinics, and all of them have told me when a woman actually shoots it correctly the first time, and it's such a sense of empowerment, and it's a learning experience. And, you know, we all still love to learn, no matter what age we are. So it doesn't have to be about personal protection necessarily. I enjoy competitive shooting just because it takes a great deal of concentration. And it's sort of a, you can't be thinking about anything else when you're doing that. So if you've had kind of a rough day and you need to zen out, it's a great thing to go do. So I think helping women sort of change that stereotype. There's lots of those videos on YouTube of girls shooting shotguns or rifles, and in getting the recoil knocks them on their butt or whatever, which I think is so bad that a man would let a woman who just wants to go out and learn, do something like that. I want to know what I'm doing. So, and I assume most other women do too.
We plan to have one range safety officer for every two women at the clinic. So there'll be somebody right there beside you. If you have a question, if something goes wrong, anything that comes up, there'll be somebody right beside you helping with whatever the challenge is at the moment.
And Anita, along the same lines, what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions that women have about using guns?
That's a tough one. Again, what you said is that it's just for shooting people. That's, if you want to get into self-protection, that's certainly an avenue you can go. Feeling comfortable with your firearms in your home always gives you greater self-protection, but it doesn't have to be that avenue. Both of us have done competitive shooting. We've gone hunting. That doesn't have to be an avenue you go again, but you can go and do things safely, and that guns are every bit as safe as anything else. And specifically, I've usually lived in counties where they had very large landmass compared to the police protection, and I feel very safe when my husband's out of town. I know how to use the weapons. I know where they are, and I'm just more comfortable being home alone or being home when I had kids at home, knowing that we'd be safe.
This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning we're talking about women using firearms, and my guests are Anita Mayhew and Christine Nunn. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. You're listening to the Monday Morning Zine. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Christine Nunn and Anita Mayhew from the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club. They're going to be putting on the Women on Target Shooting Clinic on Saturday, June 21st. Before the break, we were touching a little bit upon some of the self-defense opportunities that you can have as a woman when you learn to use a firearm. Christine, some women, I think, feel that when you bring a gun into a situation, say you have a gun in your purse and you get, attacked or something, bringing the gun into the situation just heightens the danger, or heightens that situation and makes it even worse. What would you say to women who don't feel like a gun in a dangerous situation is going to make them feel any safer?
Well, I think kind of two things. If it's the woman carrying the gun, if they have not practiced and used it and know how to operate that firearm and know what mentally be prepared about what they're going to do, then it's not a safe situation. So I would encourage every woman out there, or every man for that matter, if you have a CCW permit, and say, if you are not continually practicing with your firearm, you are doing yourself a disservice.
What's a CCW permit?
Concealed carry weapon permit.
Okay, so a concealed firearm.
Yeah, so
permit.
You can have a concealed firearm, and a lot of women have them, so you can carry it on your person or in a purse or something along those lines. But if you haven't already thought through mentally the preparation that you need to take in order to be carrying a firearm, and as I said, practice, then I don't think it's necessarily a safe situation. But the other thing I would say about that is a firearm is a tool. And it's the person operating that tool that is either the threat or the, they're the person that's going, it's their brain, it's their body that will operate the firearm. So it's not necessarily a firearm that's the tool, it's the person.
Yeah, right.
That is the thing to be worried about. And there's a lot of things you can do to protect yourself that don't have anything to do with carrying a firearm.
And it's not legal to carry a firearm in your purse unless you do have one of the permits.
Right.
You can't have it under a coat, anywhere in the car where that's invisible. You can't do any of those things unless you do have a permit. And it's a lengthy process to get that, but certainly worth it if that's what you intend to do.
Anita, do you go to the shooting range fairly often? Is it something that you do as a part of your life? Or tell me a little bit about sort of the regular kind of practice or not that you do in your regular day.
I don't go often. We sight in whenever we're going to go shooting for any purpose. We go down there and make sure that whatever firearm we're going to use is sighted in, because there's no point going and shooting if you're not going to be hitting exactly where you mean to. So whether it's going after prairie dogs or going hunting or just knowing that all of your firearms are sighted in and that you can use them effectively, like Christine said, there's no point having something. You know, you may have a firearm that has a fancy new laser on it so that you point the laser and then that helps you point. But even those, you have to have everything sighted in. You have to be prepared for what kind of kickback each firearm gives, because they're all different, and know how to hold it so that you don't get your fingers pinched in something. There are just a lot of little things with each different firearm that you need to be familiar with.
You know, it strikes me, Christine, that the use of firearms by women is really indicative of a cultural shift of women being more and more empowered in that way. Can you speak to a little bit about that and what you're seeing along those lines?
I think that's true. You know, it's when I was growing up, and I've lived in Montezuma County pretty much all my life, you know, I feel like guns and firearms and shooting was kind of the men's domain and the woman's domain was the house. And I'm seeing a blend of that now, and more women are getting interested in firearms, whether it's for self-protection or for other reasons. There's lots more women hunters now than there used to be. Stories very much like Anita's. I also go hunting. I have yet to do much, shall we say.
Hiking, lots of
but
hiking.
But I enjoy the hiking, yeah, I enjoy being outside. So I think, you know, sometimes it seems like Montezuma County is way behind the times in that sense of the male-female roles, but I think this is an area that is changing somewhat. And if women are at all interested, I would encourage them to come to our clinic because, you know, you can come to this one thing and decide it's not for you, or you might come to this and think, wow, this is really fun. I want to learn how to do this and bring it into my, you know, everyday life. So,
and you're talking about the Women on Target Shooting Clinic on Saturday, June 21st. Can you just talk a little bit about, you both had mentioned a little bit about what's going to happen there, but how do women sign up for that and what can they expect there?
So there's a couple of different ways they can sign up. They can call either Anita or myself and we'll give you our numbers. There's also an email that I can give you at the end where you can email and just say, I'd like an application, and I can email it back to you. We also will have applications out around town, although we haven't distributed them just yet, but they'll be out and we'll have a poster with some information and things, so people will probably be hearing more about it. The clinic itself is just a day-long thing, basically, you know, 8 to 3, and we start out the day with a full safety briefing, NRA safety, you know, the rules and how to handle firearms, how to understand what kind of action it has, what kind of ammunition it takes, and what to, you know, how to make sure that you're safe. That's the most important piece of the day. And then we'll move on to some live fire range instruction. Everyone will start with 22. We're going to have both 22 pistols and 22 rifles, so all the women can experience that. And as Anita said, there'll be a range safety officer for every two women if the class is completely full. And, you know, safety is the biggest piece of the day for sure. After lunch, we're going to have what's kind of like we're calling it a round robin. And we'll have some different firearms, different caliber firearms, both rifles and pistols, that women can try if they want to try to shoot something different than just the 22s. Again, the range safety officers will be right there to help make sure they understand how everything's working. And some of the women may, I mean, some of the women may just go back and want to shoot more 22, and that's fine also. So, and at the end of the day, we'll just have we get certificates to hand out to everyone, and all the women get goodie bags. There's all sorts of fun stuff that we've got to put in the goodie bags. What else?
When she was talking about the round robin, that would mean that if you want to try shooting a shotgun, you can do that. An AR-15, which has made the news so much, and find out that that's no different than lots of other things.
Right.
Hunting rifle, just lots of different sizes of handguns, so that maybe your husband has a 45, you want to know how that compares to the 22. Or someone's, a lot of times husbands are dying to buy you a gun, but they want to know what you want, and unless you've tried several, you have no idea what you want. So just a whole range of options then at the end of the day.
That's the Women on Target Shooting Clinic that's coming up on Saturday, June 21st. Christine, what's the email that folks can get a hold of you?
So it's the number 4CRPC, Women on Target, at Gmail. So it's 4 Corners Rifle Pistol Club, womenontarget@gmail.com.
And we are hugely grateful. NRA gave us a grant of $10,000, just over $10,000, in order to make this clinic possible. So we are providing all of the firearms, all of the ammunition, lunch, everything is provided. The headgear for ears and eyes, everything will be provided through NRA from their grant, and we're very, very grateful for that.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in and talking about this
morning.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
That's Christine Nunn and Anita Mayhew. They're from the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club. You've been listening to the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.